you've done this before, so what's different for you after a year away in terms of how you handled this particular event?
Not a whole lot. It's kind of all the same as far as the, you know, sending you through the different rooms and getting the same question asked 400 times. So it hadn't changed a lot.
Well, we'll try to ask a few different ones at some point, but I don't know that we'll be able to do it for you.
I tried to get Debo Samuel to give us a play call, and he wouldn't do that. So any chance you want to bite on that?
Nah, I'm good.
See, nobody, that's why we ask you the different question, you won't give us an answer. Did you get the message out you wanted to today? I mean, did you feel like your reception from the conference media went the way you were hoping?
I think so. I think as much as anything, you know, people always want to ask about what's going to be different, you know, and I think it's, we've got to be better on offense. That's the bottom line. And that's, you know, I feel very comfortable about, you know, moving forward and being better on offense schematically. Our staff is very good. I'm excited about our staff. So I'm looking forward to getting started.
You made clear you're not going to get pinned in on, you know, a specific day or time on any kind of quarterback announcements or anything like that. But what in your mind is the process? How will somebody show you and the staff what you need to feel like, okay, I know what the plan is now?
Well, consistently coming out every day, moving our football team, taking care of the football, scoring points, and dispelling the leadership to positively affect everybody around them at the quarterback position. That's the most important thing. And the guy that does that consistently well in the meeting room, in the weight room, on the practice field, and continues to make great decisions consistently well, that's who's going to win the job.
You mentioned upstairs, too, and when you were asked about what changes you wanted to make from Gainesville to Columbia, and you mentioned the offense, but you're obviously a defensive guy, and you spoke glowingly, as you have already, about Kurt Roper. Give us that dynamic between the two of you of what you basically tell him, whether it's the one time, Kurt, here it is, or how you guys operate on a day-in, day-out basis.
Well, I think more than anything, just to be on the same page philosophically, and that's to be balanced in our league. You can't be too one-dimensional. We became too one-dimensional at Florida. We were in a situation we didn't throw it well enough. So you've got to be able to do both in our league because the defenses are too good. The coaches are too good. They're going to take some things away from you. So you've got to be able to fall back on different things to be successful. That's the biggest thing. All right. So I understand when we're going to run the inside zone, the outside zone, when we're going to be running the power, the counter, the play actions off of that, the different sets and motions. A lot of my input comes from what gives us issues defensively. And what he may think is an issue for a defense is not an issue. So a lot of the issue, conversations that we have are about, this is a problem for us. This is an issue for any defense by the way you're doing this. And that's a lot of the give and take that he and I have as far as those things are concerned. Now, during the game week, you know, I meet with the defense. And all our meetings with Kirk is, what do we need to do to win the game? You know, how many points do you think we can score? Do you feel good about the matchups we have? How do we need to administer the game defensively? Can we play with some tempo on offense? You know, who's up for the game, who's down for the game? What are the matchups? I mean, those are all things that good staffs do. They talk about how we're going to win the game on offense, defense, and specials. Do we need to steal some possessions? I mean, those are things that we talk about constantly, and then Kurt, of course, calls the game.
You brought Markavius here. He's obviously a guy you mentioned has stood out to you. How has he done that, and overall, just what have you seen and heard about your guys from somewhere? Now, you can't watch them, but what are your feedback from them?
Jeff Dillman, our strength coach, has been very pleased with their buy-in, their effort, their attitude. All of the intangibles that we've asked them to do, they've done well. So we'll see August 1st when they report about how much retention they've had over the summer from spring, how much have we advanced schematically on offense and defense. So we'll see when all those things happen in the fall.
But from Markavius, what did he do to kind of earn the honor as the guy you picked to represent the D?
Well, what he did in the offseason program and spring practice. He's going to be a productive player for us. For us to play well defensively, he needs to have a good year.
Mason Zandi you brought as well, and I was telling Andrew Kiddick, a part of the sports information staff, I didn't realize, I knew Mason was smart, and I heard about him when he was growing up around the Columbia area. He's working on his third degree, in addition to what kind of football player he is. Give me an idea not only how proud you might be as a coach, but what that does in terms of making him a better football player and the guys around him better, too.
Well, really, Jay, as much as anything, the three guys here made our, along with some other guys, and I could only bring three, made our transition as a staff very smooth. I mean, they came in, and these three guys bought in quickly. You know, what do you want us to do? Coach me, coach attitude. And Mason was one of those guys. But he's extremely intelligent. He's got a really neat family story. And a guy that, a great story about big men developing later. than small athletes. And he's a guy that's got really good feet. He's got really good girth and strength. Obviously, his length is a strong point, but he's extremely intelligent. And a guy that Sean Elliott saw early in the recruiting process is a guy that was going to be a very good developmental player to position. And I'm expecting him to have a very good year.
Today was the first time you were really able to talk publicly about Jake Bentley. Just what does he bring to the mix for you guys?
Well, again, like every other freshman, he'll have an opportunity to compete. And that's really all I know because I haven't been on the field with him at all. So that's about what it is.
Another kid you were able to discuss today a little bit, Lorenzo Nunez, said that he will double train. For fans who may not have heard that yet, just take him through what the theory is there.
Well, he's a really good athlete. He got, unfortunately, because of the injury, got behind the eight ball at the quarterback position, only getting 4 days of practice. He's missed some time, still rehabbing from the position, from the injury. So we need to get better at the receiver position. He's a really good athlete. He's probably one of our top 11 athletes on the team. So he needs to play. And so I'm not saying he's not going to be our quarterback, but we've got to develop. I don't want to come into practice 18, 19, 20 in training camp and say, okay, well, let's try him at receiver and see what it looks like. You know, that's too late. We can't do it then. So, well, we want to make sure he's exposed to some things at the receiver position.
Preparing for an opponent might not change a whole lot whether you play them at home or on the road, but you do have your first three conference games on the road. I know you want to focus primarily on Vanderbilt, obviously, but has there been a point in your career when you have had in a season as a head coach or an assistant three conference road games before you play one at home, and does that make the month of September more difficult for y'all in any way?
I think it excites our players to open up on national TV on Thursday night with an SEC game. Our guys need to be ready to go. They can't play their way into the season. They got to be ready to go from the first snap. So I think that should be motivating for our guys. And we're excited about it. The schedule is what it is. No matter when you play them, where you play them, you got to play them. And I look forward to having an opportunity to be 2-0 and coming home to Williams-Brice.
Coming out of spring, you made clear you had some concerns in the secondary. Maybe there was a hope you could add somebody. Didn't wind up happening. So where do things stand in your mind heading into camp about who you would have as your starting four if you had to roll them out today?
Well, again, I think that, we certainly have some capabilities. I mean, Chris Lamons and Rashad Fenton have good coverage ability. We feel like Jamarcus King is a guy that's coming in that, can provide some coverage ability for us. Chaz Elder and DJ Smith did some nice things. We're going to get Jordan Diggs back, who didn't go through spring. So, again, Chris Moody did some nice things and has played before. He's been in there in front of 80,000 people. That combination of guys and who they'll be, I don't know. But certainly we would love for somebody else to emerge. But right now, those would be the guys.
When you look at linebacking, which I think with even when you thought Sky might be able to play, might have been your strongest unit. You can certainly tell me more about the defense in terms of, the front, the middle, or the back, Will. But with Sky gone, is it harder to replace what he does physically on the football field or his leadership?
Well, I would say both. I mean, from the standpoint of a guy that's led your team in tackles for 3 years and started as a true freshman, that's pretty impressive. Hard to replace all those tackles and playmaking ability and ball hawking ability, which he has ball hawking ability. So Lorenz Bryan's a senior. He needs to step up for us. Jonathan Walton, TJ Hallman, both seniors need to step up. Bryson Allen Williams gives us a guy that's very versatile in his roles. He's going to give us some help in pass rush, but he's also going to play stack linebacker for us as well. So, all four of those guys need to play well. Then we have some of the other guys, Sherrod Pittman, TJ Brunson. We need some of those guys to step in and play well for us.
Another one of the kids that didn't get to play in the spring and wasn't even on the depth chart, Dante Sawyer. Based on what you know of him, how he's been recovering and whatnot, how big a factor could he potentially at least be?
Absolutely. We need him to contribute and be a guy. He needs to contribute and play good football for us. Shamik Blackshear, I'd put in the same boat. Here's a guy that's a big, long, athletic guy that had good tape coming out of high school, has been through some tough situations, but he's a guy that I'm excited about moving forward. But neither one of those guys went through spring, and they need to help us in pass rush. Those guys need to come on for us in pass rush. And I think Dante can give us some variety as far as an inside and outside player.
And how is Shamik?
He's doing fine. He's running away. He's to 255. He looks good. His strength levels are up. He'll be ready to go August 1st.
Is there somebody we're not thinking about that you have maybe focused in on? We talk about a few players here or there, guys that have some experience. But is there somebody that you've noticed more that maybe you would like fans to pay more attention to?
Not really. I mean, at the end of the day, the summer workouts are all great. And our Jeff Dillman's really pleased, but you play football in pads. And we need to see the guys who are going to come in and embrace the grind in fall camp because it's going to be a difficult one. It's going to be a physical camp. We need to get ready for our first game and put our guys in as much duress as we can you know, throughout camp to get them ready for that first ball game.
You've installed your defensive scheme a lot of places. Where are the trouble points for guys picking it up? Where historically where guys maybe have a little longer to
communication? That's the hardest thing. It's really easy to play corner for us, and it's easy to play front for us. Linebacker and safety are the two places where you've got to be able to communicate and talk. And again, it's our job as coaches not to give them too much. We need to make the evaluation of I'd rather be really simple early and not give up big plays because we can't get a line right, we can't get our eyes in the right spots, we can't do this, we can't do that. I would rather be in a situation where, hey, let's get lined up, let's get our cleats in the dirt and play and be simple and let our guys play fast, and then we can continue to add as we go. But we'll make that decision as we get into fall camp.
Just a couple of final quick things. Your camp season was one like no other that I've seen in covering this football program, Will, for a long, long time now. Give fans an idea of how you felt it went and the message that you're getting out there with your coaching staff and how well it was received for the kids that were in town.
From June 4th to June 18th, we had over 3,000 kids on our campus that we evaluated. So I'm really excited about that. We need more. We start camps back on July 18th through the 22nd, and it's the same deal. You know, it's a one-day combine, but it allows us to evaluate the players. We did something very similar at Florida and very similar at Auburn last year. It lets you not just watch the film. Sometimes the film can be misleading, whether it's level of competition, you know, whatever the case may be, you can get fooled by the film. So to be able to have the guys on campus, we coach them in camp exactly like we're going to coach them when they get on. So they may not like hard coaching. If they don't like hard coaching, they don't need to come to our place. So there's things that you find out in an individual workout that we did the same when I was at the Miami Dolphins and I went out and worked out guys for the draft. And you're able to see the flexibility. You're able to see the change of direction. You're able to see the girth of the body. You're able to look at some things. You're able to see hard coaching. You're able to see if they're going to persevere and battle through some things. You're able to see if they're going to be competitive because we're going to create some one-on-one situations for them. But we put them in all those environments, and that's why you get the right guys. I mean, Keanu Neal wasn't a highly recruited guy. You know, he's a first-round draft pick. So that's a guy you find in camp, and that's the type of guys we're going to find at South Carolina.
Oh, and there's another kid here, Jared Davis, who, again, was – in the guru's minds, a three-star type player. When a guy like that turns into what he's turned into here, is that because you guys did a great job of evaluating and other people didn't catch it? Or is it more about the developmental work, or
both?
Is there a blend? Is
I
there a way
there's
to 50-50?
There's always a blend. You look at the evaluation process, which we hit on the evaluation, and then they get on campus, you got to get coached and developed. And I think that's something our staff will do as well as anybody in the country. And you just got to look at track record for that. That's happened time and time again as far as those things are concerned. So, the Jared's a really good football player, a guy that's going to play for a long time.
Well, you mentioned that a lot of your staff's been off, and you get back soon enough, and you've got your one-day camps and things like that. What's it like for your coaches to get back with you for that few weeks before your players come on campus?
Well, we just go through a lot of training camp and staff expectations of what we need. I want to make sure that we have already game-planned our first two opponents. Mm-hmm. We need to continue to fine-tune some of those things and make sure we're repping those things in our installation process to start fall camp, and we'll do that to make sure that we're hitting on the things we need to hit on that we're going to carry in, because we've got a young group. So I don't want to be sitting there trying to reinvent the wheel the week before game week and trying to create some new things for our players. We need to know what we need to carry in those first two games.
Will Muschamp, head coach of South Carolina football. Coach, your first media day in the books. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Will.